This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The British government is pushing to get an NFL franchise for London because the Lions are playing the Falcons in London.
How would that work?
Well, you could do that because all the East Coast teams, it's not any different really than flying. It's a little longer. To fly from New York or Boston to London is about 6 hours. It's not that much worse than flying from California to New York.
But it's America's game.
Well, they're trying to make it not America's game. They're trying to, it's a big world out there. They're seeing how much money the NBA makes by becoming a global sport. So they'd like to expand the brand. And they've been doing this for a while. And baseball's been doing this too, by opening the season. The Dodgers opened the season in Australia, much to the chagrin of Clayton Kershaw, who hurt his shoulder and missed six games at the beginning of the season. But it would be an irony, to say the least, if London ended up with an NFL franchise before Los Angeles. No, seriously, that could actually happen.
There is Talk Radio's Doug McIntyre, along with Terry Ray Elmer, talking about the NFL's interest in putting a team over in London. So the conversation begins on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where they focus pretty much as usual at number 10 on sports talk, especially NFL action, end of the baseball season, that sort of thing. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Let me bring you in here to our corral of talk radio information. The Countdown Show for the week ending August 24th is about to begin. Actually, has begun because we're already at number 10. So we'll go from number 10 to number 1, the so-called top 10 topics of the week. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com. Talkers TV is there, Talkers Radio, all kinds of things are in the publication, all about the news talk radio industry. And the folks there, along with producers of this program, monitor talk radio shows and hosts and the stations carrying the format all across the country, and listen into some of the things that are going on elsewhere in the world, too, because there's some pretty good talk in other countries. So, counting down from number 10 to number 1 through the hour, and as I say, what's going on specifically with the NFL is, try that again, Doug, the NFL is number 10. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in.
Number 9.
The number 9 item specifically aimed at baseball and the World Series. Here are Phil Cianciola and Reggie Rissou talking about whether the World Series is as big a deal as it used to be.
Is the World Series as big a deal as it used to be? And is baseball still America's pastime? Really? I don't know. I think the NFL has surpassed baseball in terms of how big a deal it is, in terms of people who watch it. Baseball, I think, is America's pastime in part because it's more participatory, right? Little boys still grow up playing baseball in a backyard or a field, and then it can be organized baseball, and it can be sort of like the real big boys playing the majors. Whereas in the NFL, that's a little trickier. There's a lot of gear, equipment, more danger involved, I think. And it's not as like the NFL. So, I mean, do more kids play baseball or play football? Well, I'd say probably baseball. Is football or baseball more popular? I mean, do we get more excited in this country over the Super Bowl, or do we get more excited over the World Series? Put it that way. I think it's a Super Bowl over the World Series, but maybe I'm biased because I'm an NFL guy and I'm not really into baseball that much. But everybody I talk to in my circle, no one said to me, oh, man, can't wait. You know, like the Super Bowl starting, you know, I can't wait for the Super Bowl. I haven't really talked to anybody that's excited about it.
The ratings for number, or at least number of people watching Super Bowl last year, 2 years ago, I guess it was, 108 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
World Series, 16 million viewers. So there's a big difference there.
Yeah. Number 8, the administration working at a circumstance which, back to immigration, puts a focus on green cards, amnesty policy, that sort of thing. So from our affiliate, KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, host Bob Madison here, talking to Congressman Bill Cassidy of Louisiana about a rumored move to issue 34 million illegal immigrants green cards.
A draft solicitation by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, October 6th, says they're asking for, in effect, green cards for up to 34 million people. Are you familiar with that, and what in the is going on?
I don't. I'm not familiar with that. But clearly this president has an interest in granting amnesty. And Senator Landrieu has supported him and supported the Senate amnesty bill. Now, Jeff Sessions makes a great case. He says right now we have a lot of American citizens who are underemployed or unemployed, who would like to have those jobs that might be going to someone who has come here illegally. So the president's all about this. I'm all about the American people.
Okay, now what the other side is, Congressman, that the business people want the cheap labor, and they're not being persecuted, even though, or prosecuted, I should say, even though the law calls for it.
Now, I will tell you that we are all for legal immigration. So in the current law, there is allowances for a guy who needs someone to cut sugar cane, and he can't get local people to, you know, work for 3 months from August through whenever to cut sugar cane. They can bring in legal work to help cut the cane and to help process the sugar. That is legal. What we don't want is illegal immigration. And when the president grants amnesty and Senator Landrieu supports it, you're effectively rewarding illegal immigration. And that's what we have to stop.
All right, man, do you believe all of that talk, given the circumstance with Ebola and how actually easy it is? We'll get to that later on in the countdown. Certainly the focus on Ebola and how easy it is to get into this country and the laughable reality of checking people at five airports. Okay, you want to get in here, you can only come through five airports. But wait a minute, you can come through Canada in a car. You can walk across the border in Mexico to the United States. But I'm making a comment earlier than I need to. It's perhaps time for us to pause for a moment. Up next, number 7, with a focus on Monica Lewinsky, here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
GEICO presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with GEICO? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. And that's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
Number seven this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Department focuses on Monica Lewinsky and the fact that she's come out with comments about the relationship she had with Bill Clinton. Here's host Mike Trevisano talking about her comments regarding the internet and how that, even though it was in its early stages, ruined her reputation.
I want to play the beginning of this. You all remember Monica Lewinsky. This, when I heard this, I just started chuckling to myself.
Monica Lewinsky broke her silence of more than a decade to talk about the culture of internet shaming and online harassment, pledging her support to others who've had their reputations destroyed by the internet.
How about this? Monica Lewinsky has the audacity to say her reputation was destroyed by the internet. Not that she was in the Oval Office in a closet with Clinton's wife and daughter down the hallway. That didn't hurt her reputation. The internet did. Take a listen to her.
16 years ago, fresh out of college, a 22-year-old intern in the White House, and more than averagely romantic, I fell in love with my boss in a 22-year-old sort of way. Thanks to the internet and a website that at the time was scarcely known outside of Washington, D.C., but a website most of us know today called the Drudge Report, within 24 hours, I became a public figure, not just in the United States, but around the entire globe. In 1998, as you can imagine, there was a media frenzy. Overnight, I went from being a completely private figure to a publicly humiliated one. I was patient zero, the first person to have their reputation completely destroyed worldwide via the internet.
Here you have a woman on her knees in the Oval Office with the guy's wife and daughter down the hallway, right? And she says, hold on, the internet destroyed her reputation. She didn't have nothing to do with it.
Oh,
the internet destroyed her reputation. You think if you give the president of the United States a Monica, let's just call it a Monica for safe purposes, it might get some publicity? She was so in love that she was, while she was doing it, she was turning her head, looking down the hallway. She's a contortionist. To see if Hillary was coming down the hall. The internet destroyed Monica Lewinsky's reputation. Monica didn't have nothing to do with it. You know who I feel sorry for? Not Monica. Not Clinton. Not Hillary. Not Chelsea. You know what I feel sorry for? Monica's father. Do you think that poor guy's been tortured? You want to talk about somebody that's been destroyed? You imagine him out drinking with about three or four guys one night? I may never leave the house again.
Right.
If that was my daughter.
That's Bernard Lewinsky is her father. So, comments that I've been reading online. Here's somebody in Florida who writes, she should say it like it is. I gave a job to my married boss, at, I think B job is probably what they're talking about, at our place of employment, where he had been used to using his position to harass women, and in turn he helped my career. I don't know about that. I don't think she's had much to do, frankly. Anyway, it's very interesting how a lot of people play this one way or the other. So Monica Lewinsky, number 7. That leaves us headed in the direction of number 6 up next on the countdown.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
Being in touch with us here at 888-302-3684 is okay as we quickly move through the top 10 items in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6. Conversation that I had on a Good Day program focusing on what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. I actually talked to Elizabeth Beavers, who is the Legislative Associate on Militarism and Civil Liberties for the Friends Committee on National Legislation, about the militarization problem. My word, I believe it's a problem. Militarization of the police in our country, a big part of what happened in Ferguson post-Michael Brown.
There was a time when there actually had to be a fight to have enough money to build these sorts of things. But actually now what we're learning, and this is the Department of Defense's own numbers, which is that 36% of all the weapons and equipment that are transferred for free from the Department of Defense to local police, 36% are brand new, never been used before.
Right.
That's how much extra they have that they're able to transfer that money.
Well, in fact, what they're doing is there's almost, you know, with the federal government, excuse me, feds have a, let's say there's a $700 billion budget for the Defense Department. If you don't spend all that money, you're not going to get any more the next year. So they come up with these cockamamie schemes. You go and buy this stuff. Oh, we didn't need it, really, so we'll give it away. This is a big scam.
Sure. I mean, and that's exactly what you point out, is that there's a larger issue that has to be addressed, which is the federal budget and the percentage of defense spending and the way that's being spent. But, you know, make sure your listeners are familiar with it. The reason this militarization is happening, at least one of the main root causes, is that for the last few years, there's a program that's been put in place called the 1033 program. And that's run by the Department of Defense. It's where more than $5 billion worth of weapons and equipment goes straight from the military. Anything that they have that's surplus is available to local law enforcement for free. And more than $5 billion worth has been transferred for free through the 1033 program. So these are things like you mentioned, like MRAPs, grenades, grenade launchers, automatic weapons, you know, some of these things that are just specifically designed for war.
The police, the school police force in Los Angeles has a grenade launcher. Why does school police force in Los Angeles need a grenade launcher that you and I paid
for? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right? People are asking that question. The requirement through the program is that the recipient has to be an agency whose primary purpose is law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It's a broad definition. It applies to a lot of campus police. There's, that I know of right now, one university, Ohio State, that has an MRAP for campus policing, which, given some of the tensions that have happened historically on campuses between students and police, it's really frightening to think of police having military gear to deal with some of those situations.
Well, it's over the top stuff, and so the national psychosis whipped up by news media coverage of some of these stories, this is something that people are afraid because they're artificially afraid. Oh, we got to have all these weapons to protect ourselves. From whom and from what? You're creating the situation. Go ahead, Steve.
Right, that's exactly it. And what we're saying here is not that police are bad. We're very strong supporters of law enforcement. It's not anything like that. It's just that the military and police are totally separate institutions. And they have totally different purposes, and they shouldn't be armed in the same way. Because as you mentioned, who are you arming yourself from?
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be anyone other than the communities that they're there to protect and serve.
Right. Amen to that. That's my comment. Your comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show, email to doug@dougstefan.com. So that's the number six item. Number five, then, 4, 3, 2, and 1 in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See you in
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffen here, second half hour of this hour of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the top 10 items, the charts of the week of October 20th to the 24th. At number 10, what's going on in the NFL. At number 9, the World Series. Number 8, green cards and amnesty policies anew. Monica Lewinsky, number 7, the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, number 6. So that brings us around to focus
number
on
5.
Number 5, the presidential prospects. Man, do you believe it? Here's host Richard Dixon talking about the news media already rewriting history as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned.
Let's talk about whether or not the press is going to start rewriting the past for Hillary Clinton. The answer is yes. They're already doing it. Frankly, they're already in the process. You know, I remember it when Hillary was in the White House. Disgruntled staffers would leave and eventually tell their tale. And they would tell their tale in the kind of political tomes that I love to read. The real life, behind the scenes, what's going on at the White House kind of stuff. These disgruntled former employees all said the same thing. Hillary Clinton is a witch. She is impossible to work with. She has zero people skills. She tries, she actually issued edicts like, you know, don't look at me as I'm walking down the hall, don't interact with me. And anybody who did, she would just dog cuss, basically, dress them down in front of people. One of the things that we found out about in the Blood Feud book, I guess, and it was certainly in the Secret Service book that I was reading by Ron Kessler, is that at an open meeting with her staff and her supporters, and folks that were involved, I think, with the healthcare situation, the Hillary care that she was trying to get passed, she dressed Vince Foster down in front of God and everybody. And that happened like the day before or 2 days before he committed suicide. things, you know, saying things to him like, you left me exposed and I didn't get a chance to this, and you, you know, really made us look bad, and you're not protecting the president, and blah, 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 and on and on and on. Just really read him the riot act, and people who were there walked away just shaken like, oh man, that just, that isn't done. That is not done. If you have something of that nature to say, you take that person into another room and you do it on private time. You don't do it in front of his peers, because the guy loses any and all credibility, any and all respect. People basically run from him. Well, that wasn't uncommon for Hillary. Hillary's an unpleasant person. That's why when they named her the Secretary of State, I said, you know, it's all about diplomacy. You cannot find anyone less diplomatic than Hillary Clinton. She's potentially the least diplomatic person on the planet. She's terrible at diplomacy. Diplomacy is all about saying the right things, doing the right things, sending the right messages to quell fear, calm people down, make them like you. Nobody ever bought anything from somebody who they didn't like. So if you're out there trying to convince, Iraq, that we need to keep troops there for longer, or Iran that they shouldn't continue with their nuclear program, or Israel that they need to start dealing with Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. You know, you're trying to sell them something. And in order to sell them something, they have to like you. They have to believe in you. They have to respect you. And Hillary doesn't command any of those things. Well, already you're starting to see the left-stream media start to forget and pretend that that's not happening, that that's not the case. When it very much is.
Number four item this week on the countdown, the review of the hot hits of News Talk Radio for the week, focuses on the prospects of those who are running this year in the midterm elections. Host Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess talked to Jim Bohannon, Jim, the talk show host, about why Jim thinks it would be a good idea for America to have one party controlling the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office.
I know you've been observing all the political races around the country, and we've noticed it's really taken on a combative tone here in the last couple of weeks before the election. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like each other very much. And lots of fake, of course. And, yeah, it's going to go right down to the wire. But right now, I think Republicans are looking pretty good. It's their Senate to lose, which they've been known to do in the past, but
that could absolutely happen, couldn't it? Did I hear a figure the other day that we have more governor's races going on, more governor's seats up for grabs since 1960? Does that sound right to you?
I'm not sure. You mean in terms of what, one party or the other?
I guess so, in terms of possible turnover.
Well, I think that probably the majority of governors are Republicans. I'm not sure the exact number, but I'm, you know, probably 30 some governorships are up for grabs this time around. Governors have a lot of power, and we put our attention, I think, often on the Senate and the House, but governorships are very important.
I know you're a vocal advocate of the Republican Party. Do you think it's a good idea for any one party to have the Senate, the House, and...
I can barely hear you, Elizabeth.
Well, we'll crank her up here. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. All right. Do you think it's a good idea for the Senate, the House, and the executive office, the president, to be one party?
I do for a couple of reasons. For one thing, at least something gets done. I mean, if that party controls all three, that means they won, and their ideas deserve, I think, the right to be given a try. If that doesn't work out, then we throw them out. But another reason, I think, so is I'm amazed at the number of people who vote the straight paralysis ticket. Oh, let's vote a Republican in the House and a Democrat in the Senate, the Democrat for president. I'll bet you those are the same people who call into shows like ours and whine about gridlock.
Number three, ISIS. The battle against the ISIS group in the Middle East, Syria, and Iraq. The focus here is Talkers Jimmy Lakey has correspondent Joe Gomez on, talking about a group of teenage girls from Colorado who wanted to go and join ISIS.
Tell me about these Colorado girls. They hopped a plane, and where were they headed? Tell us the story.
Well, they were headed to Syria, is what we understand. There were two girls who were sisters between the ages of 15 and 17. They also had a friend. This has happened at Arapahoe County. And apparently these sisters told their mother they were too sick to go to school on Friday and had stolen $2,000 from their mother, took their passports, somehow made it out to DIA with a friend, another friend, a third person. And then they went to Chicago O'Hare, and then to Frankfurt, Germany, were going to go to Syria, but were detained in Germany and brought back to Colorado. And upon being interviewed by the FBI, it turns out that they alleged they were going to go study or go see family members, but really what it boiled down to was that they were potentially going to go out and join ISIS in Syria. They had been chatting or talking to somebody or been lured over there through social media. And so now the FBI is trying to figure out how in the world it was that these three young girls out of Arapahoe County were indoctrinated or somehow led to believe that they could go out and have a nice life joining ISIS in Syria.
So they cast their passports, say they're on their en route to Frankfurt. Did they at that point, did they know ISIS connections, or was that after the fact?
That was I think this was after the fact. Yeah, after the fact, that's when three traveling young ladies saying they're going to go to Turkey and then go to Syria. Then they came back. That's when the pieces started falling together, and that's when the FBI was alerted.
All right, now the girls are high school students. They're back home, and their parents are trying to figure out what the heck, and so is the FBI.
Exactly, and I guess they're going to their computers right now, trying to find out who they had contact with. But this isn't something that's out of the ordinary for ISIS. ISIS has used social media tools to lure a lot of young Westerners to their cause. This has happened in Europe. Hundreds of teenagers, in fact, in Europe have been led out to go join ISIS in Syria. Two Austrian teens, young ladies, were recently left Austria and went to Syria to join ISIS, thinking that they were going to meet the love of their lives out there in the desert. And in fact, as soon as they got there, they were treated as sex objects, and I understand both of them are now pregnant and trying desperately to get back home.
All right, so there we have the number three item. ISIS has been in the top five for quite a while, as you know, but I think it's been at number two pretty much for the last three or four weeks, but that was changed because of what happened in Canada, and that focus up next here on your weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name.
Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Names to fall for. Find stylish savings on great big brands at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Find 30% off Juicy Couture and 30 to 50% off Izod. Save on watches from Timex, Bulova, and Seiko. Find Calphalon cookware and more Friday through Sunday. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Number two. Moving along now, focusing on the top ten this week. Number two in the News Talk Radio world has to do with what happened in Canada this week, the Parliament shooting. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Canadian Parliament member John McKay. McKay was actually present when the attack took place.
Where were you when the gunfire erupted?
Well, I was on the floor below, a little bit removed from the scene of the action, but you could hear this pop, 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 and we've got a lot of construction going on Parliament Hill. And to be candid with you, I thought that initially it was construction, and then the security people came rushing down the halls and everybody out, out, out. So of course, you do what the security people ask you to do. So we all we were quite fortunate. We had an exit quite close to our caucus room, and so we all. I went out there, kind of huddled behind the Parliament buildings, wondering what the heck was that all about. And then one of the construction people came along and said, you know, if they're shooting, you'd be a little bit smarter if you got yourself behind a monument. So we all kind of huddled behind the monument, thinking, nah, that's probably a pretty good advice. And then after that, we were able to kind of skirt the perimeter of Parliament Hill and get out past the construction fences and out onto the street. And then at that point, the magnitude of the incident hit us and the immense amount of response on the part of the security forces.
What have you learned about motivation here, about this man who brought the gun in and opened fire, who killed the soldier? What are you hearing?
Well, at this point, it's very difficult to get facts. You certainly have news reports. But personally, I prefer facts and evidence before I arrive at conclusions. But it does appear that this individual maybe had a mental health problem. The short answer is I'm reading the same stuff and listening to the same stuff you and everyone else are listening to. And I just think that, you have to assemble your facts and then go through your security protocols and see where the breaches were. Go from that and see whether there's any additional security measures that you need to put in place. This is, after all, our house of democracy. It is the peace. It is the people's institution, and we are fortunate to be elected to be there. But it is at its core, democracy is that a citizen should have access to his or her legislator, and then the legislator should have access to his or her citizen. And anytime you layer barriers, both physical and otherwise, between the citizen and the legislator, you distort your democracy, and that would be, to my mind, one of the real tragedies, if that's the ultimate result of the day.
A lot of information we're learning about, I'd say those here in America, about the Canadian Parliament, about life in Canada, about this young man that was killed, what a good fellow he was. All kinds of things, and people are trying to figure out why the gunman wanted to do what he did. Apparently he was frustrated. He was trying to get to Libya or Syria, someplace where ISIS is, and may have lashed out in frustration over the delays in getting a passport. Meanwhile, government leaders gathering this week in a show of resolution after the attack. They have political parties the same as we do. They seem to manage a little bit better than we do to get things done. This portrait of Michael Zehaf Bibeau changed his name. Pretty fragmented information from what I can see. He was a misfit, went more than 5 years without seeing his mother, a crack cocaine user, once told a psychological evaluator he wanted to go to jail to beat his addiction. He converted to Muslim, said he wanted to become a better man, but he really came unglued in the last few weeks, lived in a homeless shelter, and was 32 years old. I'm looking at some of the other things that are just listed here on his bio. One of the police commissioners said that the frustration he had came not only because he couldn't get a passport, he didn't have any money. How was he going to get over there, I guess? And why? We keep asking these questions. Why do people want to join these groups? There are a lot of radicalized citizens in Canada. Heavens, there's more up there than there are down here in terms of the types of people that would go over there because they have more Muslims to begin with. So that's the story number two, bringing us to number one in a moment here on the countdown.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one, Ebola. This week, if you listen to my Monday through Friday program, The Good Day Show, you may recall a conversation that I had with one of the four doctors who are associated with the program. His name is Ken Kronaus, talking here with me about what he thinks you need to know about this whole situation, this whole Ebola outbreak.
I think that we are not doing what we need to be doing.
What are we supposed to be doing?
We should have we shouldn't be importing anybody from this area.
Right, yeah. No, don't let them come at all into the country.
Absolutely not. We should have a new CDC head. He blew it.
Yeah.
You know, he let nurses get sick. He
those nurses are getting Nurse Vinson and
you
Nurse.
See, what I'm concerned about, I'm not so much concerned that people are going to get Ebola. I'm concerned that if we have more cases in America, it's going to overwhelm the healthcare services.
Right.
Look what we know already. One single patient closed down the emergency department of a major hospital, one of five in Dallas. So as we see, by December, they're expecting that the numbers are going to be 10,000 new cases a week. If we don't have a travel ban from that area, we're going to have more cases. And guarantee the next next single case that comes from Western Africa to America, there definitely will be a travel ban. So why not get ahead of it?
Well, because they're politics all the time. And
sadly.
Yeah, 9,900 plus confirmed cases, almost 5,000 deaths in these areas.
10,000 they admit to. They think probably 15,000 cases and about 5,000 deaths already. It has a fatality rate of 60 to 70%.
All travelers coming to the country will be actively monitored for 21 days. What does that mean? How do you monitor somebody? Does the police come to your door and take your temperature? What do they do?
These are not the people who work in the airport. Are they doctors? How can they diagnose? Even the emergency room doctor had a problem diagnosing this disease. Do you really trust them to diagnose these people at the airport?
Interesting question, putting a part of this into perspective. Okay, number one continues with this excerpt from a radio program hosted by John Cass and Lauren Cohen. They talked to ABC's Steve Portnoy about the Ebola czar and the battle over who comes, who doesn't come, the travel ban situation.
Tell us all about this outstanding scientific man of science and medicine, the Ebola czar.
It is the Ebola czar, Ron Klain's first day on the job here, 5 days after the president turned on a dime and said, oh, you know, it does make sense to have an Ebola czar. And how about Ron Klain, the former chief of staff to Vice President Gore and Biden? For now, the policy change that has been put in place this week is to ensure that passengers who are coming from those West African countries must arrive at the five gateway airports where there is the additional screening for elevated temperatures. O'Hare is one. There are two in the New York area. One's here outside D.C. in Dulles in Northern Virginia, and the other, of course, is at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. So that is the Ebola news from Washington this morning.
Stephen, based off on the fact that we're seeing some improvement with these nurses and we are apparently being vigilant and taking people off planes and monitoring them, it seems that, you know, Ron Klain is going to continue on this path of no travel ban from folks coming from West Africa, even though there's been a big push for there to be a travel ban.
Well, there's been a big political push for it, to be sure, and it's not just Republicans. There are a handful of Democrats who have said that we should stop travelers from West Africa. We should stop giving visas. The White House's position, as I'm sure you've heard this week, has been if we do that, they'll try to go underground and figure out a way to lie about where they've been. Or, I mean, you have passport stamps and other kinds of ways to determine. But it's,
I still don't get why, if other African countries can close their borders and have a ban of people leaving West Africa, why we can't do that. We can allow plenty of people in from all over the globe. They're coming to help and contain this thing in West Africa. There's no reason for us to be going through pick and choosing at airports.
They just played a game on you. They took the five airports. They're funneling.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is a shutdown without saying it's a shutdown. You have to come through these five airports.
Change your
ticket. By the way,
they're telling the West Africans change your ticket.
Come to Chicago because the president and mayor want you to see Chicago while you're waiting to see if you have Ebola.
All right. So the poll at DougStephan.com every weekend focuses on the top 10 items on the chart for the week before. So you can go to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and give us your rendering of what you think the top talk topic of the week is. We've listed them all there. The NFL, the World Series, the green card amnesty push, Monica Lewinsky, the Ferguson tension after information came out about more militarism and that sort of thing, plus Michael Brown's, there's some more information about where he was or may have been. That's an interesting story, actually, number six, I think. Presidential prospects, pretty blah, number five, that's my read. Midterm elections, number four, more people should be focused on it. The battle against ISIS, number three. Canadian terror attacks, number two. And Ebola, number one. You've heard it all. Vote for what you think the most important one is for you at Doug Stephan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.